Hi, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Alice in Missoula, Montana, who says, I'm a writer operating as a sole proprietor of a freelance writing and research business. I'm nationally published and have a 20-year tax history doing this. I'm writing a children's book about the dog I adopted and how he was transformed from an overweight, out-of-shape backyard fixture to an agility champion. I got the idea for the book the first week I had the dog because his case is so unusual. My question is, can't I legitimately deduct the expenses of adopting, training, and maintaining this dog? I'm legally allowed to deduct all kinds of other expenses related to my writing, so why not this one too? I mean, I really have been writing this book. It's not a ruse. I've been working on it off and on for almost a year, and the idea about the tax deduction only came to me today. Well, Alice, this is a gray area. The main question is, if you were audited, would it hold up? Here are some things for you to think about. 1. You didn't get the dog in order to write the book. 2. If you were writing a book about your children, would you be able to deduct the cost of raising them? I kind of doubt it. If you were breeding or raising dogs specifically for that purpose, probably yes, you'd get to deduct the cost of caring for them. But you'd have to capitalize the cost of the dogs themselves. In other words, to treat them like assets or breeding stock and to depreciate them. Do you spend 100% of your time with your dogs strictly for the purpose of coming up with stories for the book? Come on, girl, probably not. You're working on the book, as you say, off and on. You could try to deduct the cost of caring for your dog for the time it takes to complete the book and prorate those costs based on the rest of your personal time. Or you could use hobby treatment and deduct the cost of caring for your dog until it used up the income from the book, but doesn't go towards creating a loss. Now, if you document how these costs were directly related to the book, your deductions might just stand up. It will depend a great deal on who actually is the auditor looking at your case when you're audited. I've managed to win quite a few cases like this, but a great deal depends on the documentation you create along the way. And remember, you'll find answers to lots of business, hobby loss, and other tax information free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.